From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Monday, February 3rd. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent sightings in the North State were reported on social media in the last few weeks. But as NSPR's Ava Norgrove reports, advocacy groups and local law enforcement say these sightings are likely false alarms.
North State residents have reported ICE sightings in Chico, Red Bluff, Yuba City, and Gridley. The Sacramento Family Unity Education and Legal Network for Immigrants is the North State's rapid response network. That means it responds to ICE detentions, provides legal support, and verifies agent sightings. Dispatchers with the organization say they've had their hands full as of late, verifying potential sightings. But the group reports no ICE agents have been confirmed to be in the North State. The Red Bluff, Butte County, and Gridley Police and Sheriff Departments have also confirmed that they have received no reports of any ICE agents in the area. Tensions remain high, however. New orders from the Trump administration now allow ICE arrests in churches, schools, and hospitals, places previously deemed safe from enforcement. This, paired with aggressive mass deportation efforts, has left some residents nervous about what these changes mean for themselves and their communities.
That was NSPR's Ava Norgrove. In other news, Chico State's president last week addressed concerns of many campus community members about the university's fiscal situation. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look.
The president's comments come after recent announcements of drastic cuts to staff and programs at Sonoma State. According to reporting by the LA Times, Sonoma State will cut its entire athletic program and eliminate 23 degree programs. Chico State University President Steve Perez wrote in an email to the campus community that the cuts at Sonoma State are difficult to process, but that Chico State is not in the same financial situation. Although he acknowledged that the university was struggling with declining enrollment and state budget cuts in line with other state universities. Perez also acknowledged the uncertainty about federal funds after the Trump administration attempted to freeze grants and loans and is evaluating federal spending. He said he's working closely with the chancellor's office to understand how possible federal spending cuts could impact Chico State. Perez said he'll provide more information on Chico State's fiscal outlook later this month. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And current snowpack is below average for this time of year after a very dry January. The second manual snow survey of the season was last week and measured 22 inches of snow depth, only 46% of average for the location near Echo Summit. Last month, the snowpack was above average after several large storms in November and December. The quick drop in snow depth indicates how much California needs consistent rain throughout the winter. Storms in the North State this past weekend are expected to help, but there is no guarantee that enough rain is in the forecast to help California reach its water storage goals. Snowpack accounts for about 30% of the state's yearly water supply. Also, drivers, cyclists, and pedestrians in Chico may agree the town's nickname could be Pothole City. We asked our listeners to let us know which streets around town are in the worst shape. NSPR's Eric Adams went to see some of these streets for himself and rank them.
One listener picked West 11th Avenue near the Esplanade. The road has a lot of damage, but the size and number of potholes weren't the worst in town. Bad, but it takes third place. Humboldt Avenue near Aspen Street was another listener pick. The large craters on the side of the road are several inches deep. This could be a dangerous path for cyclists and potentially drivers, so it takes second place for worst street. Next up is North Cedar Street, between 2nd and 4th Streets. The potholes are some of the deepest of the bunch. One just north of 2nd Street measured about 5 inches deep. Not only is depth an issue, the potholes and bumpy patches are all over the place and make it harder for travelers to get around.
I'm on the street almost every day.
That's Ivan Alvarez, an Amazon delivery driver.
It's dangerous because some people try to avoid the potholes and same time, you're trying to avoid the other one, and then you almost crash.
That's why North Cedar takes first place for worst street among listeners' picks. Although not all potholed streets made the top three, traveling from spot to spot made it clear that potholes and rough roads are all over town, many of them yet to be mentioned. NSPR recently spoke with the city's Public Works Department. Its manager said the department staff fills between 50 and 100 potholes each day. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Which streets did we miss? Let us know the roads you fear traveling at news@mynspr.org. And finally, you can now rescue a pet for free from the Chico Animal Shelter. The entire adoption fee will be waived for the month of February. This includes vaccinations, spay or neuter surgery, and one-year licensing fee. The shelter is full of animals looking for their forever home. You can schedule an appointment to meet them or walk in between 2 to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And those were your headlines for Monday, February 3rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.